has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati. Alephet Gimel Yud Taft Sadi. Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Vat Sham Rain Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Chem Tacharem Rachame Sipkat Ha Tamid Gam Lame Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Dunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yo de Atalubo Chinkuav Tadiyuta
has joined.
We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yohewahe El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noze Awon Wafesha Lechata Avinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud, Kuchab Rechu, Ishkinte, Bibhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Elena Maasei Yadeno Kanonei Elena Maasei Yadeno Kanoneihu. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy by studying a verse from the Tanakh, from 2 Samuel, it's chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael undati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is that of the redemption. We connect to this energy through the study of another verse. This one comes from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim lalivim. Amar Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me ba awa. La wa wa, hey hey la, nu la ha, yo yo yo, me la hey, hey hey wa, nu ta hey, hey ya ah, yo re ta, chi a hey, re yo yo, a wa me la ka be, wa shi re yo hey wa, la hey hey mka wa ko. Me nu da, a nu yo, hey a me, re hey a. Yo yo za, hey hey hey, me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la hey, sa a la, a re yo, a shi la, me yo hey, wa hey wa, da nu yo, hey hey shi, a me me, nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be hey, hey wa yo, nu me me, yo yo la, me hey re hey. Meta re moa me be yo hey a yo hey hey anu a me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a ke be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by this Tzadikim, utilizing the same verse, the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta e he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo me hey me me la wa wa ka be yo. La yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa de la he he, ka a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa me, he re he a, yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu yo nu a ta me la hey pe a yo. Nukol me yore la he be he metare. Wa he be yo ahe ala wa me zayo. Da he be me kako ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day This is the 21st day of Av. Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Yosef Dober Soloveitchik. Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rokeach, known as the Belzer Rebbe. Rabbi Alexander Sender of Komarna, Rabbi David Hager of Zubulto, and Rabbi Aaron of Belts. And I'll be reading a little bit about Rabbi Aaron of Belts as we were given some insights from Rabbi Avitan, who we'd been using before. We'll discuss it more tomorrow. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. And please join me in saying the Ma meditation. Which we say is part of the 45 days between Tu B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud. Yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud. Got carried away. Our class today is continuing the study of the section 3 of Parashat Ekev. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one, the fourth column from the left, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Ekev. And then when that landing page opens down, scroll down to section 3. Part 4. And we will begin with Pasuk 45. After Elishan Yehud. And in case I didn't say the eighth verse of the Anabatoa, please join me in saying it in a whisper. L'shem Yehud Kudshabarichu Ishkinde Bibchilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Leachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunaneihu. Pasuk 45. Tinyana L'mivta Al shene katat rot v'shabat einun remizin bitrei luach oraita v'idhiyu ivu b'shabat zugot divyoma telita not to deveya tere zimneto uvshabat it yehiva terein nukvin li train tavin aagi deok buha tishedim bemunin. Al zugot kemadiok muha shene beitzim shene agozim alacha lemoshe besinai sheluche mitzvah enani zokin. The translation. The second setting regarding Shabbat table is to break bread over two loaves of bread on Shabbat, which are hinted to in the two tablets of the Torah that were given on Shabbat in pairs. On the third day, that is Tiferet, they descended from heaven, on which it was said twice good, since it comprises right and left. On Shabbat, which is Malchut, the Torah was given, in which in Malchut there are two females, one from the chest of Zeranpin and upward, and one from the chest of Zeranpin downward. These are two females which correspond to twice good, that is said on the third day, which is Tiferet. Though it was explained that demons are assigned to harm pears, as has been explained, that one must not eat two eggs or two walnuts, yet if this is so, why are two loaves of bread used on Shabbat, seeing that they are a pair? And he responds, it is a usage dating from Moses as delivered from Sinai, that those sent on pious missions will meet no evil. Therefore, there is no need to fear performing a precept due to it being in pairs. My commentary. problem with dealing with two things, like eating two things, is built into the number two, because it is a separation, since the number two is not the number one. This is one reason the Kabbalists have 12 halot on their Shabbat tables. While doing a mitzvah never leads to chaos, it is still best to avoid connecting to the number two. This is my opinion. Pasuk 46. Ve'itema ve'hatanenan ein matchilin b'sheni ve'ein masaymin b'dalad dehayanu. Dehainu bebeit dalidim erev rav delahawo shelu aire mitzwa delait jayaru l'sham l'shem shamayim ulvatar deit avaru. May Alma Maneku Chabarichu Lenat Lashane Lucho Avanim Tarishonim Beyamar Kekatalta Alma Neku Chabarichu Lenat Lenat la shene luchot avanim, karshonim viamre, viamar vikatavti al yehaluchot et hadavarim, yasher rahayu al tato. Alohot v'gomer. The translation. You may wonder why we learned that one should not begin anything on the second day of the week, or finish on the Wednesday, meaning on the second and on the fourth, because they are pairs, which applies to matters of precepts as well. Even those sent on pious missions will meet no evil. He answers, this is when with the mixed multitude, that is when the children of Israel are mingled with the mixed multitude, who are never sent on pious missions because they have not converted to have for heaven's sake. Then it is forbidden to begin on Monday or Wednesday. However, the righteous who have no connection with the mixed multitude may start on Monday and Wednesday for the sake of performing a precept, because those who sent on a pious mission shall come to no harm. Therefore, after they were gone in from the world, after they came to no harm, therefore, after they were gone from the world, after the sin of the golden calf, the Holy One, blessed be He, commanded to take two tablets of stone like the first, saying, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets. And He did not mind the pairs. This is a Kabbalistic custom. Do not start anything on a Monday or a Wednesday. Do not complete a task on a Monday or a Wednesday, either, as it hints in the above pasuk. And here is the above explanation for why. Pasuk 47. train ki karot b'shabad ramizin leich leich lit rain yodin v'yachodavana hi da Adonai hi yechida mi bala v'shit yomin dacho u'shabat nachi Legaba Uzinda Beshabbat Kol Nishmatin Beruchin Venafshin Nafkin Venatkin Zugot Vein Satan Vein Mazin Shailim Lit Beyoma Bishabata Biafilu Jehinom La Shalit Vela Oki Bishabat Ugindalotiva Aru Ishbekol Moshbotehem Yom HaShabbat Bada Esh Nukra'a Ela Esh Dekarvana Esh Dikdusha Velet Learka'a Bivti Adilinu Dilichon Deha Itmar Le'ela. The translation. The two loaves of bread on Shabbat indicate the two yuds in the combination of Yud Hey Vav Hey and Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud, where Adonai, which is Mahut, is alone without her husband, which is Yud Hey Vav Hey, during the six weekdays. Because they are not then in a complete union. On Shabbat, Yud Hey Vav Hey descends to Adonai, and the combination is formed. Hence, all the neshamot, the ruchot and the nefeshot, leave and come down in pairs on Shabbat. And no devil or demon has power on Shabbat day. Even Gehinom has no power and does not burn on Shabbat. Therefore, you shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day. That refers to strange fire, but the fire of sacrifice is a fire of holiness, which is permissible in the temple on Shabbat. Thus, we need to take two loaves of bread on Shabbat and not to be afraid of pairs. There is no need to sneak it at length on the subject of their anointing, of their apportioning. Meaning about the measure of an olive size or an egg size, as it was already explained above. My commentary. Why is this pasuk saying almost the exact same thing as we said above? It is to reinforce that one need not fear anything except Hashem on Shabbat, and it is best to only fear Hashem on the weekdays as well. As Winston Churchill said, we have nothing to fear except fear itself. We are our own worst enemies, and that begins with superstition, which has no basis in reality. Concern about the number two has a basis in reality, yet it is not something to fear. Pasuk 48. Nika alame kashalosha seudatin bishabat kemadiok buhanha rabanan. Matnitin diamar had minaihu yehe helkiim jomre shalosh seudot beshabbat inun shalimudishva birkandit lota liashlema behon lasar. Razadioneg Vinahar Yotea Mayan Ashkod et Hadan Umandila Mikyem Lon de Eat Leia Rishulikaiman. Itapach leya lenega tsariat ugindela yete lehai amargu chabarihu lewu alaivi ani poraa az kitanag al Hashem. The third setting regarding the Shabbat table is to eat three meals on Shabbat, as was explained by the sages of the Mishnah. One of them said, let my lot be those who eat on the three meals on Shabbat, which complete the seven blessings in the Amidah prayer, by bringing them to a total of 10. The secret of delight, the Hebrew word is oneg, ayin nun gimel, is the secret meaning of, and a river went out of Eden to water that garden. For Eden means delight, and the garden is malchut, the secret meaning of Shabbat. Also, oneg is the initials of Eden, nahar, which is the English word for river, and gan, which is the English word for garden. One of them said, let my lot be with those who eat on three meals on Shabbat, which completes the seven blessings in the Amidah prayer, by bringing them to a total of 10. The secret of delight, oneg, which is ayin nun gimel, is the secret meaning of, and a river went out of Eden to water that garden. For Eden means delight, and the garden is malchut. The secret meaning of Shabbat. Also, oneg is the initials of Eden, nahar, and gan. Whoever can but does not observe them for him, the oneg turns into a plague. In order that he should not come to this, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, borrow on me and I will pay. And it is written, then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. This pasuk is hinting to an amazing spiritual law. How does one grow? By borrowing from our higher selves, which is more connected to Hashem than we. If we face an obstacle and we cannot seem to overcome this, then just borrow the energy to borrow it over time. Then, since it is borrowed, we think it must be paid back, and Hashem has told us not to worry or fear, since He will pay it back for us. Contemplate this often. Contemplate this well. Pasuk 49. Revi'a alian hara patora b'imnarta kimandi ok muha. Kadma in shulchan batzafon menorah badarom defatora dekutshaberi chukakitarika lemehan hamisha'a kostu aikulu kos b'cheshbon ha'elohim Elohim v'yakulu ayin betukli lon kala kadisha dehai kos maleyena dioraita Sarich liasada alovada devareshit. The translation. The fourth setting is to light the table with a lamp. As was decreed by ancient sages, that a table should be a shed. Fourth setting is to light the table with a lamp, as was decreed by the ancient sages, that a table should be at the north and the lamp at the south. For the table of the Holy One, blessed be He, is Malchut, needs to be that way. The fifth setting is the wine cup of Vaihulu, meaning the Kiddush cup. The numerical value of Kos is that of Elohim, that is 86. Vayachulu is 72 in numerical value, which is the Holy Bride Malchut, which includes namely the name Elohim and the name of Ayin Bet. The cup, which is Malchut, filled with the wine, meaning the abundance of the illumination of Chokmah of the Torah, which is Zerantin, called Torah, needs to bear testimony to the act of creation, which is the secret of Bina, because the abundance of the illumination of Chokmah is considered a testimony, a edut, based on Eden, and Bina is the source that pours it. That is the reason why one should testify to the act of creation. My commentary. This pasuk is very deep. When we add 86 to 72, the total is 158. 158 relates to the following Hebrew words, which will explain the corrections that will help you contemplate this teaching. The pasuk is very deep. When we add 86 to 72, we get a total of 158, which relates to the following Hebrew words, which will explain the connections that will help you contemplate this teaching. Nitche, my victory, which is eternal, which is enduring, which is triumphant. Mayim Chaim, living waters, waters of life. Bation in Zion. Do you know the meaning of Zion? It is different than Jerusalem. Pasuk 50 from the Wachtin. Bation means in Zion. We're going to read this next verse. Then we'll be asking for questions. Shetitita alemewe alpa Torah udivre Torah.
Has joined.
I'm just scanning this verse because my eyes are closing. I'm having difficulty keeping them open. Last word is Oraita. The translation. The sixth setting is to have words of Torah at one's table, because that is how the sages of the Mishnah decreed about three who ate on the same table, yet have not spoken on it words of Torah. The secret meaning is that they have decreed that the table should be to the north, and that the Torah was given from the right. Therefore, it behooves one to say words of Torah at the table, in order to join the right, which is mercy, with the left, which is judgment. The Torah is the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Zer-An-Pin, which was given from the right, and the table is Adonai, which is Malchut, which is from the left, which is in the... which is at the north. Therefore, one needs to join them, because the left without the right confers harsh judgment. Since that table is at the left side, the sages of the Mishnah have explained that a person's sustenance is as difficult to obtain as the splitting of the Yam Suf. Therefore, one needs to invite him a Torah scholar who will study Torah in his merit. This is a hint to provide tzedakah in the form of a meal to a Torah scholar. In our generation, where we can utilize the technology to diminish distance, metals meals can be eaten by you and your Torah scholar living in a different time zone. They can join you to teach you, say, words. How does the Torah scholar get his meal in this method? Through your donations of money and or time. Also, sharing what you learned at this table is a form of tzedakah as well. Who do you share this with? I will leave you to decide yet an old age home and the nickname. Shalom. In our generation, where we can utilize the technology to diminish distance, meals can be eaten by you and your Torah scholar living in a different time zone, and they can join you to teach or say words of Torah at your table. How does the Torah scholar get his meal in this period? Through your donations of money and time. Also, sharing what you learned at this table is a form of tzedakah as well. Who do you care this with? Sharing what you learned at this table is a form of tzedakah as well. What do you share this with? Or who do you share this with? I will leave you to decide, yet an old age home or a hospital is an excellent location. I'm going to stop here. We'll pick up next year at this location. Does anybody have any questions? To those who didn't feel up to asking any questions, I wish you Shabbat Shalom. And anybody who does feel the move to ask a question, please step forward. Paul? Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 7 a.m. West Coast time and the other at 11 a.m. West Coast time. We will be studying the Aliyot, 6th and 7th Aliyot, in both the classes. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.